This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, the second day of August 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. If you're a layperson out there that isn't really a political insider, someone that researches how the world actually runs, and you tune into mainstream media, you would think that Donald Trump is having his butt handed to him. But Donald Trump is making a bet that the dinosaur media is so discredited with a 6% trust rate, according to the Associated Press, that you're smart enough to see through their garbage. And he's come out in a new speech today that's linked at drudgereport.com and on Infowars.com. Trump, we are going to punch through the media. And I'm going to play that clip in a moment. But that's what we've got to do. In fact, I walked in this morning and I said, Trump's come out yesterday and said that they stole the election from Sanders and that Hillary's a crook and that they're already rigging the polls and rigging the debates. And they tried to steal the election from him, but he fought back. And it was only because he had a landslide that he was able to stop the superdelegate scam. Exactly what we put out in our emergency message to Donald Trump on Saturday. And, of course, the White House-run Media Matters says days after conspiracy theorists ask him to, Trump worries the election is going to be rigged. Well, it's not days after we did. He was already thinking all of this. He sees the same thing we see. But he has responded, and I'm not really going to distract into issues of whether Donald Trump listens to the show or not, or whether or not I talk to Donald Trump. I'm just going to leave it at this. Donald Trump doesn't need me or Roger Stone to tell him all this. He knows it. And Donald Trump agrees that he's not just going to sit here and watch Hillary do this. They say 8 million less people voted with Obama being super unpopular in 2012 and that magically Mitt Romney got millions less votes, 8 million less votes than John McCain. Does anyone believe that? John McCain was a political Democrat operative. They ran as a stand-in for Obama to win. 4 years later, Obama was unpopular. Mitt Romney clearly won that election. And in 2012... guess who came out and said that? Donald Trump. Donald Trump's fighting the staged elections. He's fighting the sellout of our jobs. He's trying to overthrow the entire rotten media system. He's a bellwether of the populist rebellion that's only beginning. He can't lose, because even if they steal it from him, we win by pointing out they're criminals. Here's the clip.
The biggest problem we have is we have a very dishonest media. We have a media that is so dishonest that no matter what, makes no difference. But these are among the most dishonest people you'll ever, ever meet. These people, you know, I've had days where I said, boy, this was a great day. I look forward to seeing it tonight or tomorrow. And it's brutal. I say, what happened? But we're going to punch through the media. We have to. The New York Times is totally dishonest. Totally dishonest. Washington Post, been a little bit better lately, but not good. By the way, New York Times, which is failing, really failing badly, which is, I call it the failing New York Times. Every story they write is a hit job. I could do the greatest thing in the history of the world. I could come up with a cure for the most horrible disease in the world. And they give me a front page, horrible, horrible story. The New York Times is very dishonest, but it'll be out of business soon, I hope.
All right, let's stop right there. I'm going to come back and play the rest of the clip. But that's right. They're all imploding. They're already bankrupt. CNN, New York Times. they're all just become playthings of foreign kingpins and, you know, foreign drug lords. I mean, that's what they are. Every criminal, every foreign dictatorship, the communist Chinese, you name it, they're buying us up.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up,
if you ever wondered whether Donald Trump is for real or not, there are no doubts now, and I can tell you unequivocally, Donald Trump is the real deal, a patriot, battling the globalists and putting his life, his name, his family, his treasure, his blood, sweat, and tears on the line. Donald Trump's going with his gut. He fired his chief strategist today. And I am not going to sit here and help the enemy, help the globalists, and basically sit around and brag about how influential InfoWars.com is. People can see that for themselves. It's not a pleasurable feeling, I will tell you. It is a feeling of extreme responsibility. And can you imagine the responsibility that Donald Trump feels? Trump has come out and said, we are going to punch through the media. He is making it a referendum on the globalist-run, deceptive, dinosaur media. He is coming out and saying, look, Mitt Romney got 8 million more votes, or there was 8 million more votes in that election than there was previously in 2008, but he lost. and he got less votes total than McCain. No strategist believes that. There was incredible fraud. Obama was super unpopular then. That's why Hillary's so confident. And they've had Google delist him as a presidential candidate, Donald J. Trump. They've had Twitter and Facebook restrict and ban folks exposing what's happening and promoting their right to a First Amendment and their right to support Donald Trump. We've seen the debates rigged. We've seen the time of the debates rigged. We've seen the Republicans try to come out and say, we are allowed to just ignore the popular vote and just give it to whoever we want. We might even put Paul Ryan in at the convention. But patriots, conservatives, paleoconservatives, libertarians, Christians said, no, we're not buying this. And they had to back off. That didn't happen with Bernie Sanders and the Democrats when they stole 10 states. He was the winner. He won California. But they met the day before. Paul Watson's doing an article on this right now. They met the day before at a rich donor's house with the superdelegates and decided what the numbers would be and told the Associated Press who was there, who then put out the numbers as everyone watches at night at home with a beer in their hand at 9, 10 o'clock. Oh, Hillary's the winner projected with 90-something percent of precincts reporting. And then they have the little numbers pre-agreed with the Associated Press that releases the election numbers. Just over the top. Armageddon-level fraud to our republic. And then they even have a New York Daily News article about it, other articles admitting it happened. And then I talk to people on the street, and they go, yeah, I'm not voting for Hillary. I'm a Democrat. I've been canvassing on the streets. I'm going to vote for the Green Party or Gary Johnson. No, vote for Trump. And then I talked to him about, you know, Sanders really won. And they go, oh, I heard there was some election fraud. And I said, no. The delegates just stood down and the superdelegates just announced numbers. And they go, really? I'd like to see a news article on that. I was in a store today showing a lady on my phone the articles. People know there was fraud. They don't really know exactly what happened. They're low-information voters, Democrats especially. Let's face it. We've got to get this information out to them. Mark Dice went out again, and 9 out of 10 Californians, we're not cherry-picking here. Our correspondent, Mark Dice, markdice.com, he went out and told Democrats, or people just on the street, that Trump is going to ban tampons. And they are just horrified. And, of course, some had actually heard this was happening. And that's just how horrible Trump is. You could tell them that Trump is a Martian that wants to eat your baby's brain, they'd believe it. These are dangerous people. And Trump is betting that there are enough people who are halfway sane and who do want their jobs back and who do want the globalists to take their foot off our neck. Some are saying, and we wargamed this over the weekend, some are saying, oh my gosh, if you come out and say Hillary stole the primary and Hillary's an illegitimate nominee, and if you put that out to voters, they're going to get discouraged and not go vote for Trump, thinking there's going to be fraud. And that's how the media is spinning it, with the headlines like, Trump prepares to lose election. And, oh, he's a sore loser. Or, oh, he sees she's come back in the polls to neck and neck when he was 7-10 points ahead a week ago, and is still ahead in most real polls. They've just put out fake polls, they admit are fake, with new algorithms to show him in a dead heat. So he comes out and points this out. That's the only way to battle it. He did this 6 months ago. He did this 3 months ago when they were still trying to steal the election from him in the primary. He didn't put up with it like Sanders did. He called it as a fraud. The media said he was a sore loser. In fact, when you read this Gawker article, you guys print me that Gawker article, it's so surreal because they quote the facts about when Trump was winning the states, but the superdelegates weren't going for him. He came out like a sore loser and complained. You see, he's supposed to just sit there and let them steal it, but he didn't sit there, so they failed. And they think they're going to have another stolen general election in front of everybody at high noon, and we're just going to sit here and go along with it. We're not. I'm going to fight it. Trump's going to fight it. You're going to fight it. And we're not going to recognize Queen Hillary if there's evidence of fraud. And guess what there is? She stole the nomination. If they would have coronated Paul Ryan as they were floating to see if you were that stupid to install him with no delegates or Ted Cruz, I would have been against him because it would have certified fraudulent elections and an end to the republic and made the parties openly dictators as they already are operating in the shadows. I would say the whole election's thrown out. Hillary has to be thrown out. Paul Ryan has to be thrown out. We have to set up new elections just like they do when it's found in other countries that elections are fraudulent. This is what they do. And they're going to act like we're doing something weird and unorthodox and never heard of. They have snap elections in Israel. They have them in England. They have them all over the place when there is a loss of confidence. They have them in Canada. If Hillary steals the nomination and then she openly is engaged in chicanery and things don't add up with Trump, you have to say it must be thrown out. And that's what Trump's preparing to do. He is pure Americana. And if he's successful, he will be the second coming of George Washington. And let me tell you, that man's in danger. Everybody should be praying for him. And quite frankly, he should be praying for us because we are now engaging the globalists at the highest levels of the arena. We've been doing that for a long time, but the enemy knows that, and they are not as arrogant as they used to be. So this is a war. Donald Trump's the figurehead, the standard, to expose the enemy media, to expose the collaborator media, to expose the foreign deep state, multinationals, Hillary Clinton, the communist Chinese spy, the spy that sold us out to Russia. What nerve they have saying that Donald Trump is an agent of Russia. He just wants to de-escalate tensions, which is what you're supposed to do. We are living in an unprecedented time. I came on Sunday. I came on Saturday. I put out the emergency report, the emergency message to Donald Trump. I said, they stole it from Sanders, as you know. They tried to steal it from you. You stood up and said, no, you had a landslide, so they couldn't defeat you. Trump comes out and says, I had a landslide, so they couldn't steal it from me, but they're going to try, just like they did with Sanders. Now, we're going to go ahead and play some of these rigged clips. Here he is in Ohio. Then next he's in Pennsylvania. Here it is.
We got almost 14 million votes. Think of that. More than anybody in the history of Republican primaries. That includes some great people like Ronald Reagan, Dwight D. Eisenhower, who won the Second World War. Right? He did win the Second World War. He got elected because he won the Second World War. I got more votes than him. That's good, right? And remember this. I had 17 people. I wasn't running against two people. I had 17 people. Hillary Clinton, I got a similar number to Hillary Clinton, and she had Bernie, and she had a hard time putting Bernie away. And Bernie, poor Bernie, he looked so upset. You know what? He made a mistake. He shouldn't have made a deal. Sometimes, he lost. First of all, it was rigged. And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged, I have to be honest. Because I think my side was rigged. If I didn't win by massive landslides, I mean, think of what we won in New York and Indiana, California, 78%. That's with other people in the race.
And you're going to hear Donald Trump more, a little bird told me, with orange hair. You're going to be hearing a lot more about this, ladies and gentlemen, because Donald Trump's not going to let you be robbed, myself be robbed, or him be robbed or his family. And Crooked Hillary thinks they're going to pull what they did on Mitt Romney? Mm-mm, lady. Isn't going to happen. And that's why her campaign head, her chief strategist, said, this is dangerous what Trump's doing. You're right, it is dangerous, isn't it? Actually standing up to you. Actually calling you for what you are and saying, we're not backing down. We're not going quietly into the night. And Oh, guess what? Everywhere he goes, they'll be in giant stadiums that are certified for 5,000. We went and looked it up, another 10,000. And they let 1,000 in and say, sorry, nobody else. And this is a guy that owns buildings, owns stadiums. He looks around and he goes, they're doing this on purpose. And they go, oh, Hillary comes in the same day and the mayor's there. She has a tiny crowd and she thanks the mayor. These are Democrat cesspool cities. Nice cities, but run by Democrat cess. Some still know what cess is. That's floating, rotting detritus. It's a sewage sludge. So let's go to the next rigged clip. Here he is now in Pennsylvania calling Clinton El Diablo.
Bernie Sanders, people all walked out. He had this mass exit. Nobody shouted. And then when they showed Bernie, very angry, they're talking about Bernie, because he made a bad deal. He should have not made a deal. He would have gone down as done something really important. Once he made that deal, and believe me, he has buyer's remorse. You know, this guy has buyer's remorse. He looked at that, and he was so angry when they were talking about him, and his people are angry at him, and they should be. If he would have just not done anything, just go home, go to sleep, relax, he would have been a hero. But he made a deal with the devil. She's the devil. He made a deal with the devil. Sure.
Now, I played this at the very start of the broadcast. I want to play this full clip here, and this is history. You want a leader. You want someone to stand against the globalist. He is electronically, but also physically, marching against the Fourth of State, a captured, sold-out media that told you Obamacare was free and that there were no death panels when the bill said it would double and triple prices within 3 years. That the IRS would fine you up to $5,000 a person for not having it, and that it was written by foreign insurance companies to massively increase their profits. And they sat there and told you that I was a racist conspiracy theorist that didn't like black people on MSNBC because I didn't like Obamacare. Remember that clip? Alex Jones is deeply racist. He doesn't like Obamacare because Barack Obama's black. No, it was because I read the bill. Then we got Gruber to say, we're lucky the American people are so stupid and have short attention spans because this doubles and triples prices, and I was hired on how to spin it so we could deceive them, and Obama was very proud of me that I was the best liar. Those are quotes. Then he said that was an accident, I didn't mean it. Then they found more than 10 videos of him saying the same thing. Some of them on C-SPAN. What does that tell you about their mindset? They go on C-SPAN with a bunch of other professors and statisticians and talk about how to deceive the people, and everyone sits there smiling and rubbing their hands together. This is what they've created. You go to college now and get a PhD on learning how to scam and rob everyone. Jonathan Gruber. And they sit around like the Hillary delegate going, oh, she told me we're going to get the guns. We just have to act like we don't want them, and we just want reasonable restrictions. But as soon as she gets in, we're going to ban everything. They release the video within a day. People are running up to her on the street. She's running from them. This is who they are. They just sit around. I was working out with Pat Riley this morning. And he said, walking his dog yesterday by his house in Austin, East Austin, he saw a full-grown 50-year-old man with a Pokemon backpack on, like a turtle backpack, a giant turtle shell, playing Pokemon. Say Pokemon on purpose. Pocket Monsters, which turns you into a Google mapping system. It's actually AI. You're there mapping. I mean, they admit that, but it doesn't matter. Just make a joke about it. It's like a TV watching you. And he saw him going along. And Pat said, boy, that's who I'm competing against. It's this whole world of, like, be a baby. Don't ever grow up. Just suck your thumb. They're not putting you into this position because they plan on letting you live out your life as a thumb-sucking 50-year-old male that thinks he's a 5-year-old or a 20-year-old woman who thinks she's a baby. And then sicko men are into her. This is what happens right before a culture collapses. And Donald Trump is just a archetypal thrashing death throes as we try to climb out of the molten lava and like Darth Vader and survive. I don't know if we will, but I want to salute Donald Trump for incredible courage. And I want to say this. I want to pray for Donald Trump. In fact, I was praying for him this morning. I was praying for this country. I was praying for my family on my knees, but it was so spiritual and real this morning that I intended to do it on air, but I don't feel it right now. I feel sincerity, but not like I felt this morning, you know, total connection. But as soon as it hits me today, and I think it will, I'm going to say a prayer on air. It might be just in the middle of an interview. I don't know. But, man, I tell you, just thank God that I'm not one of these deceived people. Thank God I don't want to be part of the murder of innocence. Thank God I don't want to be part of the human-animal splicing chimera programs. Thank God I'm aware of what's going on and not part of the enemy's camp. Oh, that's really what matters here. Is our souls and our integrity and who we are. Don't be discouraged if they steal it from Trump. He's not going to go along with it. This is going to be a great awakening. And he said, the New York Times, you're done. CNN, you're done. They're already bankrupt. They're already propped up by mega banks that get unlimited trillions from the public. And people ask, well, then why are they still there? They have to have the facade going so that people don't realize that it's a tiny minority that even support this new world order. I can't find Hillary supporters unless I go to the richest area of Austin and then I see her signs. They don't exist. Leanne couldn't find anyone on the streets of L.A. who was for Hillary. They were all for Sanders or Trump, the majority for Sanders. She went and did an exit poll. 8 out of 10 coming out said they voted for Sanders. But Sanders lost. And then we have them admitting they met the night before with the AP, with the super PAC people and the super delegates, and decided what the numbers would be and what Sanders would get and what Hillary would get, not what the, and we have the super delegate from California saying months before in New Hampshire, we'll decide what Sanders gets and we'll decide what Hillary gets on a power trip, arrogantly admitting it, just like Priebus on TV saying we don't care about the votes. So we're going to put together the informational videos that have all these people talking and bragging, and then cut to Trump saying they're going to rig it, and then cut to the media, we're taping it today, making fun of Trump saying it's rigged. We're going to show you them admitting it's rigged. Then we're going to show Trump saying it's rigged. And then we're going to show them saying he's crazy. I'll tell you, quite frankly, it's scary to see other media outlets and other groups don't even know how to fight this. We do. I wish everybody else knew how to fight it, because I don't like being the one right up front, tip of the spear, with the White House looking right down at me. Going, we need to shut this guy up. We need your prayers. You better believe it, just as much as Donald Trump does. Let's go out with him declaring war on the enemy. Donald Trump, we salute you. Here it is.
The biggest problem we have is we have a very dishonest media. We have a media that is so dishonest that no matter what, makes no difference. But these are among the most dishonest people you'll ever, ever meet. These people, you know, I've had days where I said, boy, this was a great day. I look forward to seeing it tonight or tomorrow. And it's brutal. I say, what happened? But we're going to punch through the media. We have to. The New York Times is totally dishonest. Totally dishonest. Washington Post, been a little bit better lately, but not good. By the way, New York Times, which is failing, really failing badly, which is, I call it the failing New York Times. Every story they write is a hit job. I could do the greatest thing in the history of the world. I could come up with a cure for the most horrible disease in the world, and they'd give me a front page, horrible, horrible story. The New York Times is very dishonest, but it'll be out of business soon, I hope. It'll be out of business. It will. Really dishonest reporters. Not all of them, but most of them. And CNN reporters. CNN, it's like all Trump all the time. All Trump all the time. You walk out of an interview, you said, that was a good interview, and then you get killed for the rest of the weekend. I tell you, they are so biased toward crooked Hillary. You know, they call it CNN. Clinton News Network, okay? CNN, Clinton News Network. Totally dishonest.
All right, there's more. It's on Infowars.com. I'm going to come back and lay out the battle plan to defeat these people. If they can be defeated, we have a major opportunity now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. The communist Chinese government is officially announcing that they may strike the United States at any time, and they've gone directly to a war footing that is only one click of the dial from an actual launch protocol. They have the ICBMs, the cruise missiles, the guidance systems, the MIRV technology, the boost systems, the reentry systems, everything from the Clintons. I actually think this could be a setup sneak attack. This country's going to go under judgment, and quite frankly, maybe we deserve it, because there seems to be no end to the evils that this nation will put up with. The country is struggling, trying to get out of the boa constrictor-like hold that the New World Order has on us. But if you're not praying every day that the scales be lifted from the people's eyes, and that the evil men and women in power be brought down, then you are suicidal. All right. Donald Trump said on Sunday that the gloves were going to be coming off this week. The gloves did come off this week. And you're going to see more of the gloves coming off. He says we're going to punch through the controlled media and that they need to collapse, that they're already insolvent. They are insolvent. And we are going to be writing articles about the different foreign media outlets, the different foreign combines from China to Saudi Arabia to other organizations that are Mexico and their largest billionaire kingpin, who actually makes money off U.S. taxpayers with the Obama phone program. He owns that foreign contract. That's who owns the New York Times. So we're going to be exposing exactly the foreign interests that own our trader media. And you understand, it doesn't matter if the New York Times loses 60, 70, 80 million a year. It doesn't matter if CNN's defraud. It doesn't matter if MSNBC's collapsed. They have to keep the facade up. And we're going to now advertise that those facades are foreign, owned, and run. Oh, yes. You just want to fight? You better believe you've got one, because Donald Trump is willing to risk his life and go head up against you and expose the entire election fraud system that he exposed in 2012. And he's willing to expose the foreign banks and the communist Chinese infiltration and every bit of it. And that's why the whore media is up there saying he's a Russian agent. The Russians have their own interest, and they are involved in espionage in this country, and it's illegal. And it's thanks to Hillary again that they've gotten the uranium and some of the technology secrets, just like the communist Chinese, just like North Korea got its reactors to build bombs, atomic and hydrogen bombs, from Hillary and Bill and ABB in the mid-1990s. Always the same culprits, but they can point their finger and say, there's your foreign agent, the evil guy that builds buildings and golf courses and homes and companies and employs people. He's the bad one. He's the evil one. He's an economist. He's got an economics degree. He's not a lawyer. We need more lawyers. We need more communist Chinese spies. That's what we need. Not him. He's the problem. Bad Donald Trump. Bad. Shame on you. And they hope that a bunch of weak-minded idiots out there will not understand what's going on and will not be aware of what's unfolding. Now, I'm going to let you know about the specials we're running right now. We are running a special that's even bigger than last week. That was our biggest special in our history. Now, to be technical, we're only selling three things that are better deals than even last week. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Brain Force, DNA Force, 40% off Brain Force, 30% off DNA Force, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is an amazing fruit punch, totally natural, organic, where your body then can absorb all the nutrients and get the trace elements it needs. Simply amazing. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And then on top of it, why is it a better deal? Because that was the same price it was last week, discounted. Free shipping on top of it. And if you sign up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off. That's 50% off Brain Force when you sign up for AutoShip. 40% when you don't. Now, continuing, we have a lot of other specials as well, but you always get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip on any item. We also have specials going on some of the Patriot apparel. We have the Bill Clinton rape shirt. We have the Hillary for prison shirt. This is now reached a crescendo level of the desperate straits this country's in. But the fact that we can use this as an opportunity to really expose the power structure that's gone too far and finally turn this around. So store-wide free shipping, additional 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip, 40% off Brain Force, and so much more. But the really big deal is 30% off DNA Force. We rarely do that. And I intend to extend these sales through next week while supplies last. The problem is DNA Force is probably set to sell out in the next 3 or 4 days, so we'll probably have to pull that special, so take advantage of that. Go read the hundreds of studies, the patented ingredients like BioPQQ, and find out why it's such a game changer and that similar formulas cost up to $400 to $500. Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid from our research, incredibly low price, $19.95. A bottle of melatonin of the same dose is usually $19.95. This has got the same dose in it and a whole bunch of other ingredients known to give you deep, restful sleep. And I forget to take it sometimes when I'm all hyped up. Like lately, I ran out at home. Right now, I'm trouble sleeping. I never used to. But, I mean, when stuff is this epic, when stuff's going on like this, I got to be honest with you, I'm bouncing off the walls. without stimulants. I've been having like, you know, one coffee a day or whatever. And I was down here 7 days this last week. I just cannot stop working. And like I said, I'm going to be taking some time off from the radio just to codify the videos, the news reports, the special reports, the news articles, the research to prove the election fraud in 2012 and in the primaries this year, which is already proven. The primaries are open and shut. They went too far. And to really reach out to the Bernie people and everybody else, because nobody else is going to do it. I'm going to roll my sleeves up. I'm going to do it. Bet your bottom dollar. I'm going to do it. And so is Trump. And I guess the globalists say, am I looking for trouble? You bet I am. You people came looking for trouble? I'm sorry. You know, we're killing enough babies at the abortuaries and keeping them alive and selling their organs and heating hospitals with their dead bodies and splicing them with animals, and they got TVs watching everybody, and they admit it on the news, and it's, you're a kook if you don't like it, and they're trying to break the family up and saying, get rid of the word mother and father, and, you know, we're done, okay? I'm done. Whatever, however the chips fall, I'm done playing games. Obama has now warned Republicans. Oh, get me this new video. This just went up on DrudgeReport.com. We'll get it up on Infowars.com. Obama, Trump unfit, woefully unprepared for presidency, has to be a point where you say enough. They're getting ready to suspend the elections. They're getting ready to start race riots. They're getting, because they know he's a patriot. They've gone into full panic mode because they got his phones tapped and they know he's a patriot and willing to lose his life. This is unprecedented to have hundreds of top Republicans who have always been rhino, neocon globalists come out, from Brent Scowcroft right down to George Herbert Walker Bush, saying he's unfit, they're going to vote for Hillary, who the Bushes vacationed with, who sold us out to the communist Chinese. It was the Bushes that sold us out to begin with to the communist Chinese. We have foreign interests that have sold us out and are literally shutting off our power plants. They shut off more than three of our power plants a week. China gets more than three a week. We are under economic warfare by globalists. We're going to get that video. We're going to play it. It's going up on Infowars.com right now. This is it. We finally got a candidate that's a patriot. We finally got somebody that beat the mainstream media, that beat the Republicans trying to suspend the election, trying to just install Paul Ryan. And now they're in the news acting like Trump's a kook, going, nobody tried to steal something from him in the primary. Nobody took anything from Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders supporters are all over going, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. See, Trump knows what he's doing. He'll get the Sanders people, if they have any soul, any mind, any sense of not wanting to be robbed, they are going to realize that this is happening and that this is going on. But I want to thank the viewers, I want to thank the listeners for your financial support, buying things like water filtration systems so you don't get the glyphosate and the fluoride on the garbage, getting things like non-GMO, high-quality heirloom seeds, getting things like the books, the films, the videos to hand out to others, the T-shirts that spread the word about come and take it, and we're going to stand up so you meet like-minded people, and buy the nutraceuticals, because I just can't believe InfoWars is there with Drudge and Breitbart and the Daily Caller and a few others, and obviously the patriots of this country, of every race, color, and creed, standing against the Pope and the communist Chinese and the Saudi Arabians and the Mexican presidents and Mexican kingpins and all these people that are involved in all these horrible things, telling us we can't have Trump, and now the president holds a press conference of political correctness because he said, hey, why isn't that Muslim woman speaking? I don't like it in the Muslim culture that women aren't allowed to speak and got to wear hoods over their heads. Absolutely. We're sick of it. Trump can't go to Saudi Arabia and preach Christianity. This con guy's in the Muslim Brotherhood that Obama's all hooked up with that overthrew Egypt. That's what all of this has come down to. That's what we face as a society and as a culture. And remember, they said Drudge was a kook in the media. They said Drudge is crazy. He's making a big deal out of the fact that they canceled elections in Colorado and a bunch of other states and just handed it to Ted Cruz. I mean, that's completely normal. And look at this kook Trump. I mean, you know, he saw 8 million more people vote, and then he magically gets more less votes than McCain did in 2012. That's obviously fraud. And then they openly try to steal it from Trump, and he dares speak about it when they're rigging everything from Google to you name it. Now, let's go ahead and play this incredible Real Clear Politics. This is Obama addressing the press, and he says he's woefully unfit. 6-minute clip, here it is.
Thank you, Mr. President. Given the Republican nominee's recent comments about the Khan family and his statement that if present he would consider recognizing Russia's annexation of Crimea, does it make you question his fitness to be president? And secondly, sir, on Libya, you've said in the past that the worst mistake of your presidency may have been your failure to plan for the aftermath of that 2011 NATO intervention in Libya. Do you see your new decision to bomb ISIS there as a direct result of that?
Yes. I think the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president. I said so last week, and he keeps on proving it.
Hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds if you can. This is a guy who funded the Muslim Brotherhood and ISIS and Al-Qaeda to take down at least 4 countries. This is a guy who tells you that you're a bitter clinger if you're a Christian and own guns. This is a guy that has complete disdain for this country and has bankrupted it even more and broken every promise he made and foisted Obamacare on the people that took more than 35 million Americans out of full-time, higher-paid jobs into part-time, low-paid jobs because the corporations wrote it that way to drive down wages and create a giant glut of labor. This is a guy doubling black unemployment. This is a guy in Africa, basically installing leadership and funds where women have to sign agreements to be sterilized or to have abortions to get a tiny microloan. This is a guy literally out to kill black people. And I've got to hear all day how much he loves them. I mean, he is an abomination. And then he sits there and says, this man is unfit because he has top of his class economics degree and built a $50-plus billion company, and himself is worth over $10 billion. And you say he isn't fit when we don't even know what your real name is, and they found new brochures from the 1997 that you put out saying you were born in Kenya, which we all know was a scam to hide who your daddy really was, and we bought it for a while, Frank Marshall Davis. That's a scandal that you lived with the head of the Communist Party in Hawaii who was a top pornographer. He wrote that in Dreams of My Real Father. That's a scandal enough. And it's a spitting image. It's daddy. We got mommy posing naked on the couch that he's photographed on later. Open and shut. And you know why they put Obama in? Because he's totally blackmailed, folks, by all these foreign interests. And we are basically blackmailed by Saudi Arabia and Communist China. We are totally screwed over. We are in red level crisis. And you know the good news? The military, almost to a person, knows it. This little scam saying Trump doesn't like the military and made fun of this dead soldier or whatever, that's all made up. He said, why does Khan have his wife up there not talking with her part of her face covered up? That's what he said. Total distraction from Hillary helping kill hundreds of thousands of Christians in Syria, in Libya, in Egypt. That's the outrage. That's what's a big issue. Folks, I do not have words again to describe to you how historic all of this is, how over the top how all of this is, how amazing this all is. People keep saying, well, if Hillary's going to steal the election, what's the point of Trump saying it? Doesn't he want to encourage people to vote because landslides beat theft? He said that. He's going to fight it. He's going to point out she stole the nomination. Listen to me carefully, okay? The issue is she stole the nomination. She's a fraud. And that the Bernie people shouldn't just forget about that and we move on like goldfish with 10-second memory spans and attention spans, and that we have to make this the big issue and put out the reports and the videos, call them ads if you want, showing how they stole it, showing what they did. Showing how Trump stood up and said no, so they had to back off. He's doing the right thing. He's coming out and speaking about this so that they understand he's not going to play games. And so it's a referendum on overthrowing the corrupt occupiers of this country, the foreign interests that run both political party machines, who are now showing the fact that the Republican Party is trying to keep him from fundraising and trying to give all of the votes they can, and having all the Republican leadership say they're going basically and voting for Hillary Clinton. This doesn't discredit Trump that our known occupiers, our enemies, the traitors, are putting everything they can against him. It's why we must have him. They're the ones running us in the ground. They're the ones bankrupting us. They're the ones starting the wars. They're the ones engaging in all this evil. They're the ones that want to make us poor to control us. They're the ones coming after our guns. They're the ones federalizing the churches with a faith-based initiative. They're the ones federalizing local schools. They're the ones federalizing local police. They're the ones funding the race war. They're the ones funding the division. They're the ones making you pay for people to have sex changes and pay for abortions. They're the ones. They're the ones. They're the globalists. They're the enemy. They're the problem. They're like the EU that came over and took over England. And we're saying, you know what, globalists? Get out of here. Where are you? And it's taken just magic, beautiful Yankee like Donald Trump to stand up and say, you want to come after me? Go ahead. But I'm standing up for this country.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go.
We are forcing the globalists out in the open. We're making them tell big whopper lies. We're making them openly steal elections. We're making them come out and try to legitimize having superdelegates ignore giant landslides in primaries for Donald J. Trump. And as Trump said, It's hard to beat a landslide, and that's how we're going to try to stop this fraud. But if they do engage in fraud, we're going to catch them. And that's why Hillary's chief of staff calls it extremely dangerous, which is a threat. I hope the audience will come before God, even if you've not been a spiritual person or a Christian in your life. I pray that you will understand that there is such a thing as providence, and just focus on the fact. If you're a Christian, pray with me that a hedge of protection be put up around Donald J. Trump and all of us that are fighting for truth and justice, and that all of the enemy's plans be turned against him, and that we be given discernment and providence to overcome the enemy. But in the end, whatever God's will is, that is justice. And that we know in God's plan, this will all turn out to be for a very, very good reason. And just pray to God that we understand how incredible this period of history is right now. And that we thank God for Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is putting himself under the full media and psychic and cultural attack of the enemy. And it's real. It's not a put on. This is 100% real. The energy level is just rising to an absolute cacophony, a crescendo, a finale, a coup de grace, a Guterdumerong battle. Oh, it's a twilight of the gods, all right. These would be gods of the New World Order. They're no gods at all. Rock no rook. And this is only the beginning. Know this. Trump's going to launch a TV network after this if they steal it. He's got sons that are even smarter than he is. This is only the beginning of the fight. Strike us down. Kill Donald Trump. Sons become 10 times more powerful. Kill Alex Jones, my message becomes 10 times more powerful. The enemy knows. They cannot win long term if we fight. We have the truth on our side. Now, let's go to Washington, where the enemy, this morning, just an hour ago, the full video is on InfoWars.com and RudgeReport.com, Real Clear Politics from C-SPAN. The enemy, for 6 minutes, declared that you can't have Donald Trump, and he is afraid. They know he's landslide ahead. My numbers are at about 15 points ahead nationwide ahead of Hillary. Oh, yeah, just like Bernie was. They're scared. Let's play the clip.
Yes, I think the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president. I said so last week, and he keeps on proving it. The notion that he would attack a Gold Star family.
Hit pause. They used this Gold Star like he attacked a family. He said, what is this woman up here not talking? Pointing that out. So they create these straw men. This is Obama that when cops get killed, he says they need to reform themselves so more get killed, saying it's their fault. This is the guy pushing the Trayvon Martin thing from the beginning to create division. This is a guy ripping off American taxpayers, shutting down our economy, screwing us over, outside of law, opening our borders up, inverting reality. And he just goes on babbling. I'm going to come back and play more of this, and Matt Bracken's popping in. Then I'm going to open the phones up for your calls. And we've got a childhood college friend right through Bill Clinton and Hillary to describe what these monsters really are like. Second hour straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the defense
of
more than the Republic.
GCN.
It's the defense of humanity.
Visit GCNLive.com today.